Was this something back in 1986 you think you'd be in a position right now?
No, sir. You know, as I reflect back on my journey through College Station ISD, and, you know, I think about that senior year ready to venture out into the world and, you know, leave College Station behind, never would I have dreamt that I would have been back 25 years later leading my high school.
And when did you return as an employee?
I returned. I graduated college in 1991 and then, of course, started substituting back in 1991. Originally, my goal was to work for a Fortune 500 company. I had a business degree, and I was going to go and go out into the business world and find that job. And, of course, the economy had taken a toll that year, and so I always had a passion for working with students and working with young adults, and I decided to try substituting. I enjoyed it, and then, of course, my path took off from there.
So you're working maybe for a Fortune 500 school district?
Oh, absolutely. College Station ISD is indeed a great district, great parents, great community, great staff, students. It's a blessing in disguise. And like I said, never in a million years would I have shaped this path for my life. And I'm indeed grateful for the opportunity.
Well, and continuing that theme a little bit, you know, from substitute teacher, then going into full-time teaching and coaching, what then inspired you to get into administration?
Well, of course, when I went back several years ago to obtain my master's, I just wanted to impact more than the students that I had in my classroom, more than the 125 students. In my heart, I knew I could do more, and I had the drive to want to do more as far as not only in my classroom, but in the campus, in the community. And so it just inspired me to go back and get that degree so I can be an instrument not only for my classroom, but for the ones around in the community, on the campus level. And so just the passion and the drive to making an impact not only in my students' lives that I had in my classroom, but more in the school district.
And not only, obviously, as an administrator, are you impacting students, but also fellow employees around you, be they educators or other staff people?
Yes, I think the biggest challenge for me, I don't know necessarily it was a challenge, but something that I had to come to terms with, some of my teachers that taught me are still on staff. And so initially that was something that was like, wow, how did this ever occur? But at the same time, I think if you have a heart for service, regardless if they were a former teacher or a former boss, if you have a heart for service and a passion to lead people down a certain path, it does not matter as far as what occurred 5, 10, or even 20 years ago, as long as you have that drive and that commitment to move people toward a certain direction that CSISD is all about. You know, our vision for CSISD, you know, success each day, each fight, each hour, and that's what we strive not only from the administrative end, but as a whole school district as a whole.
I would think also you make the reference to now working with those who that you were a student at one time, because you have spent so much time as a quote-unquote adult, as a teacher, as a coach, and it gradually worked your way into what you're doing now as principal. I would think that's something that would have helped you as well as helped those who are your veteran teachers and your real veteran employees.
Absolutely. You know, not only just having working my way through the system, even being a student. You know, as a student, just reflecting back as early as, you know, attending South Knoll Elementary School, you reflect back on the teachers that impacted you, that instilled you or instilled some great values within you or encourage you along the way, the ones who just went the extra mile. So once that culture is ingrained in you as a student, it just only builds each year that you go through the system. You think about the ones that encouraged you, who believed in you and supported you along the way. Just having that mindset, you know, as early as, you know, 6 or 7 years of age, and then here you are 30 years or 40 years down the road, you just think about, golly, look at all those people who helped shape and help mold me, whether I was a student, whether I was a teenager. You know, a lot of times teenagers are rebellious, but at the same time, they do listen. And then, you know, going into adulthood, thinking about college, and then coming back as a teacher, coach, and, you know, just thinking about everybody who had a hand in shaping you as far as who you are today.
And now it's your turn to pay it forward?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm a firm believer to give back. I sincerely believe that, you know, in order to be a blessing, you have to give back to the people who help shape and mold you. And so that's my aim. I just want to give back because so many people had a hand in helped shaping me as far as who I am today. And I just want to give back to the community, to kids that sometimes when they think the journey may be difficult, that they too can follow this path or they too can determine what they would like to aspire to be and follow in that direction.
So look ahead to the rest of this school year, and look ahead to next year, where it will be interesting because it will also be the first year of the new College Station High School. There's so much excitement and energy, I would think, on both campuses.
Oh, absolutely. And we, you know, the College Station ISD has, you know, had a blueprint as far as what that plan would look like. I mean, we started looking at College Station High School several years ago, you know, when you're starting the building phase of it, of course, looking at different schools, you know, just recently just looking at different staffing issues, coaching, et cetera. And so it is going to be an exciting time. It's going to be an exciting time not only for the school district, but, you know, two school districts, but one community. You know, it's all about our students as far as our district is concerned. It's about, you know, bringing that success, whether you're at College Station High School or A&M Consolidated High School. The mission is still the same, success each day, each life, each hour. And that's our mission, regardless as far as if you're at College Station High School or at A&M Consolidated High School. Two great high schools that will allow our students to be involved in a lot of different activities.
The announcement came out this morning, I guess. What's been the reaction like this afternoon?
I've received a lot of emails, and that's probably why it took me a while for me to get back in contact with you. In addition to some emails, I've received a lot of text messages. I think just the community, our staff, they're very excited. Of course, I've been at this high school for the last 19 or so years. Additionally, I've been in an associate principal role for the last 4 years, and so you know, my former principal, Mr. Reed, he's groomed me. Additionally, I've been summer school principal, so you know, I think our staff knew the time would come as far as when, you know, probably with some uncertainty there, but at the same time, they knew I was being kind of shaped to take over eventually.
Have I missed anything?
No, I think it pretty much sums it up. Like I said, I'm grateful for this opportunity and just the idea. I mean, just really blessed to, you know, be able to come back and give back to a community and to a school district that has given so much to me, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity.